Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application under old business is case 11,740, Anthony Morgan III, M&amp;M Properties LLC, seeks a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County zoning code. And this application was also tabled at the last meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, this case here was tabled by Mr. Mills. Mr. Mills, I'll start with you, please.
Builder admitting that he created the hardship. That concerns me.
Did he move?
No.
This
I think he said that he can't.
He was using
there's a medical problem, right?
Oh.
Wasn't there a medical problem there that could make access to, that would make access for the person that had the medical problem?
I think he had a potential buyer.
Potential buyer, yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't this the one that he was going to use the existing foundation?
But it's not been built
yet.
Yeah,
that way, if he didn't, he'd have to move it down.
Garage, the house, yeah.
Yeah, he'd have to move it down if he couldn't.
Right.
Yep, he wanted to use the original foundation.
The original foundation?
Yeah.
I asked him if he could move it in the back, and he said he couldn't do that because the access to the potential medical problem wouldn't be able to do that. Make it happen there.
The if it was being built for someone with a handicap,
would have
for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's not concrete.
Nope.
No pun intended.
Not that it was to be built over that way for it.
But perspective.
Like you said, yeah, perspective. But I think this was to be sold, built to sell it, correct?
Right.
That's what I mean about it.
I'm just not, I just don't think that.
Should have got my notes here on it, right?
Okay. It has not been built using the same foundation, though, right? The house has not been built yet.
No, he tore it down.
Nice.
Wants to use the same foundation, save him a couple thousand dollars.
Well, now you have to slide it when they say it's slide down. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't see why can't you just tear it down and just build a new one.
Well, I mean, you're building a house.
Yeah.
And I would think that, you know, to make a modification in that footprint would be, I mean, it's certainly, otherwise you're creating the problem. You know, you don't satisfy the standard.
Yeah.
You know, if the house was already there and he wanted to add the garage, that might be different.
Different.
Yeah, you know, because he didn't set the house, but now we're talking a very small percentage of building a house.
I mean, if we deny it, what are you going to do, tear it down? And
well, I mean,
slide it down. And say, well,
My profession, although I've built houses, my profession is not building a house, but it would seem to me that you could move end foundation walls.
Yeah.
Or could he build a single car garage?
Or build a single car garage? I don't think it was a two car. I think
it was two cars.
Like a car and a half or something.
Yeah, it was a car and a half, and he had said that he couldn't.
Car.
16.
It was a two car.
What was it?
20 by 22. Yep.
Yeah.
And then I asked him if he could move that at all and make it single, and he said no.
Right.
Yeah, he says.
The thing is that what he wants to do is he wants to utilize that foundation. So he says, and I think that. The numbers were, and I think you quoted them, John, somewhere around $2,000 to $3,000, right? You would save on the building.
Yeah. Between $2,000 and $3,000. Exactly.
But then Mr. Workman asked him, can you move the house? And he says, oh yeah, I can move the house. But I'd rather use that foundation. And that was his answer, I believe, to you, wasn't it? And I asked him if he could move it anyplace else, like in the back. And I don't think that he said that it would potentially the medical problem we wouldn't be able to solve if it moved in the back. which doesn't come into the case anyway. That was his answer.
He would have the option, because the case would be different if we had a, not a prospective buyer, but a...
I'll be right back.
Not a prospective buyer, but, you know, contract with someone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a touchy issue. I'm not creative enough to make a motion to approve with the fact that it's not created by the applicant.
I think if it's been the applicant that was making the application who was handicapped, it'd be a whole different.
Well, okay, I feel that way too. If it was a sure thing that we had a rule and something like that, a medical problem, okay, nothing potentially is ever in our minds when we make our decisions. And again, I do believe the applicant is creating this. This problem, I do think he's creating it by wanting to use the foundations, and he can't use the foundations without the existing foundation without a variance. So
right.
I believe he's creating his own. That's my opinion.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's for if there's no further discussion at this time, then the board is ready to vote. Chair will entertain a motion on case number 11,740.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11,740 for the following reason. I believe the applicant is creating the exceptional practical difficulty himself, and it can be developed in another manner, and because of the physical circumstances that are considered. Condition that there is a possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. So with that, I say that my vote is to deny case number 11,740.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that and suggest that the applicant be also instructed that if he has a contract with this prospective buyer, then we would consider that a different case.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Right, that's your motion.
I'll add that to my motion then. Did you get that, okay. Secretary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, all those in the... Okay, we have a motion on the floor by Mr. Rickards, and it's second by Mr. Mills that we deny case number 11,740. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,740 is denied.